Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey there, welcome to the Seniorology Podcast. I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm so happy you are here. If you're a high school senior photographer trying to grow your business, then this is the perfect place for you. As a senior photographer with a business that's been up and running for over 12 years, I can confidently say that by having the right tools, mindset, and education, you can become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Because guess what? If I can do it, so can you. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. Welcome to part three of our social media series. I don't know about you, but if you've been around this podcast long enough, you know that social media is a huge thing when it comes to senior photography, and I talk about it often. And this series is one of many, but if you haven't had a chance to check out part one or part two of this series, pause this episode, go give those a listen, and then come back. I promise you don't want to miss out on anything we are covering in this series. Social media can be our best friend and sometimes our worst enemy, because as senior photographers, we not only have to be good at taking the photos and everything that goes with that, including camera settings, lighting, posing, etc., but we also have to be good at marketing. And one of the best ways to market to high school seniors and their parents is through social media. Everyone is on social, so whether you love it or hate it, it is a great tool to get in front of potential clients, and learning how to use it to your advantage will help you book more clients. And that is my hope for this series, that I can help set you up for success so that you can grow your business with the help of social media with ease and confidence. In today's episode, we're diving into a topic that's essential for every modern senior photographer, which is how to use social media trends to your advantage. We'll be exploring five key social media trends and discussing how you can leverage them to promote your senior photography business. So grab your notepads and pens and let's get started. Okay, trend number one is Instagram Reels. And I know there's some people out there that are probably rolling their eyes, not wanting to deal with Instagram Reels, but here's a little tough love for you. Get on board with Reels now if you haven't already, because it's what is trending and it's what Instagram is pushing and it's what people are watching. So we have to do what is the trend so that our stuff gets seen. Okay, so this feature has taken the platform by storm, allowing you to create short, engaging video content. You can also share these videos on Facebook now that Instagram and Facebook are under Meta. And you can even repurpose these videos as TikTok. So really, it's a win-win. You can extend the content to different platforms and not have to make a video for every single platform, right? If the thought of creating Instagram Reels from scratch has you feeling uncomfortable, you're not alone. We all struggle with getting in front of the camera and putting ourselves out there. But the beauty of Instagram Reels is that there are so many ways and different approaches to creating them. So here are a few ways that you can use Reels to showcase your senior photography business. Number one, behind the scenes. This is probably the easiest one as long as you have the content to share. Sharing behind the scenes glimpses of your photo sessions, you working with your senior, your creative process, anything that you can share that shows potential clients what it's like to work with you will give your audience a taste of what it's like to book you as a senior photographer. And we can tell people all day long in copy and the caption on your Instagram post. But a static post and a caption doesn't quite convey as easily what it's like to work with you as seeing the process itself. So that's where video can really come in handy, because if they see you working with a senior, maybe even a senior they know, chances are they're going to pay that attention a little bit more. They want to know what it's like to work with you before hiring you. So consistently posting behind the scenes videos in the form of reels, showing all that you do to work with a senior, will help other seniors want to work with you. They'll see that there's nothing to be nervous about, that you take care of your seniors, that you tell them how to pose, all of these possible worries that seniors have before hiring a photographer will immediately be debunked when they can see a video of the fact that you helped them through this process. Okay, number two, highlight reels. Create a reel showcasing your best senior work. Use super popular music. That's the key. The trending audio with the little arrow that says this is trending, paired with your senior work is a great way to showcase your work and catch the eye of potential clients. You can do this once a month, show off September's senior sessions or this month's seniors. You can do it once a year, or congratulations to the class of, and showcase all the seniors that you photographed. You can do kind of like portfolios of senior girls or senior guys or seniors with their pets or seniors with their whatever, but showcasing your work in a fun reel format will capture their eye, especially if it's paired with a trending audio. Okay, and then number three, have a little fun and get on camera. Now, here's the thing. Dancing reels are super popular. That could be one you do right here, or just you on camera. Okay. I know. You're probably thinking, A, I can't dance, or B, I don't want to be on camera. You don't have to do both, but being on camera is important because people want to see the person behind the business. They want to be able to connect with you before they even hire you, and they can't do that if all they ever see are photos of the seniors, right? So you have to show your face some way, somehow, okay? That can be a dancing reel. That could be a silly reel. That could be a reel where you're pointing to text on camera. Find a type of reel that really shows off your personality in a fun way, whatever that may be. But people want to see you and your unique personality, so don't be afraid to share it through a reel. Okay, let's talk about trend number two, which is TikTok for your business. TikTok isn't just for dancing and lip syncing. It's a valuable platform for promoting your senior photography business. It's been all the rage for a few years now, and honestly, I know why, because I'm not ashamed to admit that I've been caught mindlessly scrolling through TikTok videos for way longer than I should have. And we know that teenagers are definitely on TikTok. So let's break down how you can use TikTok for your business. Number one, educational content. Use TikTok to create short, informative videos about senior photo sessions. Offer tips on outfits, locations, posing to engage your audience and build trust. Being real on social media is one of the best ways to connect with your audience, and it allows you to set yourself apart as the professional in your field. Number two, duets and collaborations. Collaborate with seniors or influencers for duet videos. It's a great way to reach new audiences and showcase your photography style. And number three, trend writing. Keep an eye on TikTok trends and participate when relevant. Whether it's a popular song that you can add to a video or competing in a challenge, incorporating trends into your content can boost your visibility. Don't be afraid to get creative and let your personality shine. Just like with Instagram Reels, do the same on TikTok. Show your face, show your personality. Another really great fun way to get on TikTok is if you have a spokesmodel team Every time you do a spokesmodel team shoot, challenge your spokesmodels to create a TikTok for that shoot. You can even split your spokesmodel team in half and have each of them do their own TikTok challenge and post both. Have your audience vote on which one they like the best. Get people interacted that way and maybe give your winning group a prize such as Starbucks gift cards. But it's a really great idea to create a TikTok and slash reel from every single spokesmodel shoot you do. Okay, if you need more help with marketing to seniors and getting booked for senior sessions, making four figures per senior session and becoming the go-to senior photographer in your area, the Seniorology Semester is a six-month coaching program specifically designed for you. This program includes marketing to seniors and their parents, building websites that convert visitors into clients, pricing your work for profit, creating an amazing experience seniors want to be a part of, and so much more. The Seniorology Semester is currently open for enrollment. If you're ready to take the senior side of your business to the next level, book senior clients on repeat and make four figures per session, the Seniorology Semester is for you. You can learn more about it by visiting www.seniorology.com/semester or clicking on the link in the show notes. Okay, so back to the trends. Trend number three, Pinterest story pins. Okay, moving on to Pinterest. I don't know about you, but I love Pinterest. From home decor, recipes, clothing, party planning, photography inspo, and more, Pinterest has it all. It's a great search tool with such beautiful visual interest. That's why I love it. Pinterest story pins have gained popularity for visual storytelling. If you haven't considered incorporating Pinterest into your social media strategy, this might just be the perfect next step for you. Here's how you can create a Pinterest story pin and use it to your advantage. Number one, inspirational mood boards. Create story pins with mood boards showcasing your senior photography work. Use them to inspire seniors and their families as they plan out their sessions. Number two, step-by-step guides. Offer step-by-step guides on how to prepare for a senior photo shoot. Share tips on wardrobe choices, makeup, and location selection. Number three, client testimonials. Share stories from your satisfied senior clients through story pins. Highlight their experiences and the emotions captured in their photos. When it comes to creating graphics and designs for your pins, don't forget about my favorite graphic design platform, Canva. They have templates ready to use and it is free. Okay. Trend number four, live streaming. It's all about going live. Live streaming is a fantastic way to engage with your audience in real time. I know it might seem nerve-wracking at first, but the more you do it, the more comfortable you will feel. Going live is a really great way for your audience and potential clients to see who you are and get to know you. This can make such a difference in a client when they are contemplating whether or not to book you. Here's how you can incorporate going live into your senior photography business. Number one, Q&A sessions. This is a great one. Host live Q&A sessions where you answer questions about senior photo sessions, photography techniques, pricing, anything you think that your potential clients want to ask a question about, and even let them ask the questions, but go into it with a few already ready questions so you have something to start the live with. Okay, live photo shoots. Oh my gosh, this would be amazing. Give your audience a sneak peek into your photo shoot by live streaming parts of the process. Share your creative decisions and engage with viewers' comments. And then lastly, contests and giveaways. Boost engagement by hosting live contests and giveaways. Encourage viewers to participate and spread the word about your business. Okay. Trend number five, influencer marketing. Last but absolutely not least is influencer marketing. Influencer marketing is a powerful tool for growing your senior photography business. I would argue the best way to utilize influencer marketing is through having a spokesmodel team. If the idea of having a spokesmodel team is new to you, be sure to check out my podcast series on spokesmodel teams. We dive deep into how to create a team, find the right people, and manage your team throughout the year. In addition to the free podcast episodes all about spokesmodels, if you want even more help when it comes to running, creating, launching a successful spokesmodel team, the Spokesmodel Academy is an online course that gives you everything you need to create, launch, and run a successful team. Okay, if you're not sure if you're ready for a full team, consider starting with these tips. Number one, identify local influencers. Research local influencers, parents of high schoolers, seniors themselves. There are influencers in every town. Find the ones that match your target audience. They have followings that are very similar to yours. Reach out to them for a collaboration, maybe on a senior photo shoot or in exchange for a promotion. If you have a local influencer that is maybe really good with styling clothing, pair up with them to style a senior photo shoot. Figure out how you can work with an influencer within your own niche so that you can share each other's audience. Number two, mini sessions. Offer mini session packages to these influencers for a specific fee in exchange for promotion on their social media channels. Number three, user-generated content. Encourage your clients to create content around your work. Ask them to showcase their final photos on social media and tag you. Share these posts to showcase your satisfied clients. There's so many ways to use influencer marketing outside of a spokesmodel team. But if you are somebody that has a team or is thinking about having a team, essentially a spokesmodel team is a group of influencers that showcase your photography and share it online. So, how to use social media trends to your advantage. Review, right? Today we talked about five social media trends that can give your senior photography business a significant boost. Whether it's Instagram Reels, TikToks for business, Pinterest story pins, live streaming, or influencer marketing, these trends are your opportunity to shine in the digital world. Remember, staying current with social media trends and being creative in your approach can set you apart from the competition. It can get the attention of potential clients and get you booked. So tailor your content to your unique style and don't be afraid to experiment. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Seniorology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a single episode, and please share it with your photographer friends too. If you're looking to connect and market to seniors in your area more effectively, or you want advice on breaking out as an educator in the photography world, I would love to hear from you and help you in any way that I can. If you have questions, you can DM me on Instagram or email me at info@seniorology.com. If you like this episode, please let me know. I love hearing from my listeners and would love to hear from you too. You can leave a review or email me directly and let me know what other topics you want to hear right here on the Seniorology Podcast. I'll be back next week with an all new episode. See you then, guys. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.